Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Owns all these properties. He's getting older. He's wanting to retire, and it's about $1.6 million deal.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too, familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and we've got a wonderful conversation that's coming right at you here in a second. And just as a reminder, we cut through all the fluff. We get to straight into the best real estate investing advice ever and to insights that move your real estate investing business forward. And with us, we've got today Kevin Engel. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, guys.
Hope you're having a wonderful start of the week. And although I don't know what day this is going to air, so but today is Monday as far as you and I are concerned. Kevin is based in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's the CEO of Right Angle Properties. He buys and sells single family and multi-family communities all over the Southeast. He's been doing real estate full-time for 3 years, and he has 5 single family homes right now, and he's wholesaled over 30 single family homes. And right now he's focused on owner financing. He also, his largest
apartment community that he has wholesaled is a 32 unit. So I'm interested in hearing more about that, given my background in multifamily and a lot of Best Ever listeners' background and interest in multifamily. And non-real estate related, he's played semi-professional golf for 7 years. So with that being said, Kevin, you want to give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on?
Yeah, great. Thanks so much, Joe, for this morning and connecting with the Best Ever listeners. I'm very excited to be here. So my background basically is I was born in Montreal, Canada, and moved to Charlotte, North Carolina as a kid and played semi-professional golf for about 7 years. And in that time, actually got into a roofing position with a roofing company and doing a lot of traveling chasing storms. So with that being said, about 10 years of doing that, and then I picked up some real estate books in that time period, and I went to a couple seminars, and that's kind of how I got interested in real estate.
All right. Did a couple seminars. What were the seminars that you attended?
I went to Dean Graziosi's seminar here in Charlotte, and the other one was just a brief, like a two-hour deal. It was a real estate, actually, class that I paid for. Pretty brief. I don't think anybody was well known there.
Okay. So I've been to one of Dean's seminars and I actually had him on the show, and it just a phenomenal conversation where he talked through how he's buying properties through the MLS and finding motivated sellers. What did you get out of that?
I got a lot out of that. Obviously, just the introduction to real estate was what I keyed on there, Joe. And he did give out some marketing material that day and went over kind of a lot of steps with wholesaling, motivated sellers, how to market, how to talk to sellers and things like that.
And Best Ever listeners, you can check out Dean's episode. It's episode 248, where it's appropriately titled Dean Shares His Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever. So pretty straightforward there. So, Kevin, you told me before that you wholesaled a 32-unit property. Can you give us the details around that?
Yeah, sure can, Joe. So I had got into some apartment complexes when I had first got done or started in the wholesaling business. And a friend of mine here in Charlotte, Jared Dullum, he was one of the connections that I had. And he had owned and managed an apartment complex here in Charlotte and saw what he did on a day-to-day basis. And I really enjoyed, owning something in one location based on the vacancy rate and all that and all those things, being able to make money. And so what I did was I connected with a couple wholesalers in Atlanta that had this off-market 32-unit apartment complex and discussed with the owner. We came to terms. It took several months. I mean, it didn't happen overnight. And was able to make the numbers work and was able to line a buyer up and, made a wholesale deal in the middle.
Can you give us the specifics on all the numbers?
Sure. So the 32 unit, I think, was 55% occupancy rate. I think it was bringing in about $46,000 a year. The rents were pretty low. We were able to increase those. So it was a value add play. I think the total purchase price was $425,000. The ARV on that was about $750,000 being fully occupied, rent ready, increasing the rents, had some minor repairs need to be done. But it was probably a C complex in a C area of Atlanta, in the southeast part of Atlanta.
And when you had that property, so it sounds like if it's 46K a year, then that'd be the NOI. So it was about it sold at a 10.8 cap using quick math. And if you, once you got that information from the seller, how did you approach reaching out to buyers and how did those conversations go?
Great question, Joe. So the conversations I had with buyers, I actually had a lot of buyers already lined up, a lot of wholesaling I did. Was with a lot of connections. Actually, the buyer came from a Florida connection, actually through LinkedIn, if you can believe that. But basically, we just looked at the NOI numbers. He looked at all of the numbers needed to make a decision based on the vacancies, the repairs, upping the rents, and all of those good things.
Okay. And what would you say your specialty is in all of this? You've been in doing real estate full time for 3 years. Where do you make the majority of your money? And really quick, before you answer that, how much did you make on that 32-unit wholesale? Because it sounds like you co-wholesaled it, right?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I paid a fee out of that to the connection, and I think I made about $62,000 on that deal.
And so what was the total fee?
The total fee was $62,000 to me, and then I basically gave a $10,000 fee to the wholesaler.
Okay. Now let's talk about your primary focus and how you're making the majority of your money. What are you doing right now?
A lot of Charlotte's a pretty hot market, so those wholesale deals are very hard to come by. They do come across the desk once in a while with the marketing that we do that we have in place, but I've really shifted my gears, Joe, into owner financing, lease options, and subject tos in Charlotte because there's a very high need for that.
So can you walk us through an example?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I have a property in Fort Mill, South Carolina, which is 15 minutes from Charlotte, and the owner was 6 months behind on his mortgage. He left the house vacant and was behind. So we got in touch with him actually through a Zillow connection, which is FSBO, and got in touch with him, and he was willing to basically just save his credit. So we got in touch with the bank, and we did a loan modification, which brought they actually stuck those payments in the arrears. So I didn't have to bring any money to the table, and I did some minor repairs on that, took the property over, took the deed, and then what I did with that is I lease optioned the property back out to an owner-occupant or a tenant buyer who put a fee down to move in.
Can you give us the numbers on that one?
Yep. So his balance was $135,000, and he was about $6,000 in the arrears. The ARV on that was about $160,000. I put about $3,000 into the house, and basically I took the property over with no money down and made a $11,000 option fee up front. And then the rents on that property are about $1,500, and the PITI, which is the principal interest tax and insurance on that, is about $1,000. So I'm even cash flowing that property. And then when I sell the property, I'll make some money on the back end, about $25,000.
You mentioned it was through a Zillow connection. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, the Zillow has, you know, there's options in Zillow where you can go to owners or renters and people actually, listing their properties. It was a for sale by owner sign, which he had on Zillow. And we just actually cold called him out of the blue and was able to connect with him and visit the house. And that's how I got in touch with him.
Walk us through that phone call. How does it go?
So the phone call was really, I was looking to buy the property and he was just looking to sell it, try to get underneath the mortgage balance. So the phone call was pretty simple. Hey, you know, my name is Kevin Angle with Right Angle Properties. I'm looking to buy properties in Fort Mill, South Carolina, and was wanting to, meet with you and see if we can, you know, help you out. And ran the numbers on it, had a little equity in there, and we were able to connect and meet with him down there and get that deal done.
What are the types of questions, generally speaking, that you receive whenever you call owners cold?
Yeah, they want to know if I have the cash, obviously, to buy, my experience level. I think the rapport building is pretty huge when I talk to sellers. I think the trust there is there. I give them my contact information. I usually send them an email after a phone call so they can verify my contact information, making sure I'm not some guy off the street, but basically that. So I really, my essential business is the connections, right? And the rapport that I build with my sellers and the constant follow-up. I think that's pretty big for my business.
Where do you see your business headed?
I would love to own, my goal in the future is to own over 1,000 units, whether it's multifamily or single family. And I would love to buy some time back. I think right now, Joe, I work so much in my business that I'm unable to get time back right now. And I'm developing on building systems so I can get some time back. So in the future, I would love to have residual income on a constant basis, whether I work or not. And I would love to own a bunch of units.
What are you doing? What type of systems are you implementing to buy back your time?
That's a great question. So a lot of things I've implemented recently, and this is probably the last 3 to 6 months. Podio is a good system for me, and it really is free, you know, for the beginner. I use Google a ton, Google and send it to my phone. So I've got my calendar in there, which is big for me. And then obviously all the connections I have, the phone calls, the follow-ups, all of that goes in my calendar, so I stay on track.
What do you use Podio for?
Podio goes into for my pictures, follow-up, just basic information. I am not a I don't use that system probably as good as I should, but I use Podio for pictures, brief information, follow-up, just kind of like an alert message for me.
And why use that for an alert message versus Google Calendar?
Great question. Again, I'm kind of a beginner with Podio, Joe. I use Google Calendar for most everything, but Podio is kind of brand new to me. I'm actually on a link Facebook group that helps me, you know, connect with the Podio stuff.
Kevin, what's your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best advice is, I wish I would have started earlier, but push all your chips in the middle of the table. I think when I first got started, I was kind of hesitant, not knowing everything, and had kind of had one foot in the middle of the in the deal. And as I look back on, I wish I would have gotten all involved beginning, because I have made so many failures and obstacles that I've overcome, and I wish I would have just pushed all my chips in the middle and not feared failing.
And, you know, whenever I hear push all your chips in the middle of the table, I instantly think of cards and Texas Hold'em specifically. And I know, you know, as with, you know, and anyone else, there are some hands where it makes sense to push your chips in the middle of the table. And there are some hands where if you push chips in the middle of the table, then you're destined to lose. So when do you identify with real estate? What is that moment in time when you know it's time for you to push your chips in the middle of the table?
It's a great question. So based on the numbers, so I'm always looking at numbers, whether it's a wholesale deal, whether it's a fix and flip, whether it could be a buy and hold or an owner finance deal. So the numbers for me are crucial based on how I'm going to act on a property. So when it comes down to pushing my chips in the middle of the table, Joe, I really want to, you know, dissect and analyze the deal for the best exit strategy for me, and also make sense to the seller.
And what are some of the exit strategies that you've used in the past?
Yeah, I've wholesale deals. I have done a couple fix and flips in Charlotte. Again, owner financing for me are subject to existing loans, or lease options for me are pretty much my exit strategies currently.
How'd you become comfortable enough to implement those exit strategies? How'd you learn?
Really, Lori Nisely, Jared Dullum, and Nasser, who are in Charlotte, have been a big implement on my life. They really took the time to really help me. Although I've been in the business for only 3 years, I feel like I've got 10 plus years in experience, and learning from them and the mistakes that they made really helped me to develop those skills. And, you know, financing things didn't happen overnight. I really had to, you know, learn in late nights and you know, listening to podcasts or YouTubes or reading books, things like that really helped me to learn that skill, to add that tool to my tool belt.
Is that Nasser El Arabi?
Yes, it is.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Nasser's a friend of mine and a fellow best ever guest. You can check out his episode number 113 titled, "So Wait, Real Estate Isn't Like They Show on TV." All right, Kevin, you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Best ever book you've read?
Grant Cardone's 10X Rule.
Boy, you just keep listing all the people who I've interviewed.
Well, Grant's a big influence on my life, Joe. I really do follow him on Facebook. He's been instrumental with me in selling techniques and being able to sell.
Yeah, Grant was a high energy interview. And that one is 190, using a video LOI to win a deal that netted $20 million. By the way, thank goodness for Google that I'm able to quickly Google these while you're mentioning names I didn't even expect you to mention. What's the best ever personal growth experience and what'd you learn from it?
I've learned, honestly, over all these failures and obstacles, that I'm actually stronger than I thought I was, and I'm not afraid to fail anymore.
Best ever deal you've done?
Best ever will be that multifamily, that 32 unit. That's the biggest deal to date.
When was that?
That was actually end of last year. I believe November, like the 20th of last year, 2014.
And why do you focus on single family homes if the best ever was a small to mid-sized multifamily?
It's a great question. I would love to get in more to multifamily. I had a bad experience with one of my deals. Worked on a multifamily for about almost 8 months in the Atlanta, Georgia market that fell through. Actually, had a buyer go around me to the seller and I lost that deal. So I kind of put the brakes on that for a little while.
What's a way to not have that happen? What'd you learn from that?
I learned that I need to stay in more control with my deals. It's really nothing I don't think I would do differently at this point. I may have filed something down at the courthouse to make sure I safeguard my position, but I was too trustworthy with the buyer and seller at that point.
And not to rub salt in the wound, but just to kind of understand the magnitude of it, what was the fee that you would have been collecting that they circumvented?
About $200,000.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
I have got one. I met with a seller actually just last Friday, Joe, and he has got a package of single family, triplexes, quadplexes, land, and some commercial buildings. And so we've developed this relationship again over about 4 months. He owns all these properties. He's getting older. He's wanting to retire, and it's about $1.6 million deal.
And are you also looking to purchase these deals, or are you continuing to wholesale them?
Yeah, I actually may take one or two of those down. The triplex and quadplex that he has, the income on those is substantial. They do have some deferred maintenance on most of the units, which will take some evaluations on my part in order to make that work. But yeah, I may take, for example, let's just say the fee was $100,000. I may take some of that fee and actually buy the triplex and quadplex.
What's the best ever way you like to give back?
Joe, I think from you, the secret to living is giving. I love that motto that you have. And one of the things I've implemented on Facebook, which is the best way to reach me, is on Fridays particularly, I spend time giving back advice on golf or real estate, overcoming obstacles, health, motivation, things like that. So I give time on Fridays in order to give back.
Okay. And is it your Facebook page or is it your personal Facebook?
It's my personal Facebook.
Okay. And you can easily, and I know we haven't even asked the question, but you can easily find him, or at least I can, because I just added him as a friend. So if you just search Kevin Angle, his profile pops up. And it might be because we have a couple of friends in common, so it popped up easily. But I'm sure the best ever listeners are resourceful enough to find you.
Awesome.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
The biggest mistake would be that multifamily complex. But looking back on, I don't think I got into real estate sooner. And I know that in 2011, 12, during the REO market, I was overanalyzing everything and I didn't jump on those when I should have in the Charlotte market particularly.
Okay. Help me understand, what would you do specifically again to not be circumvented in that deal? You said make your position solidified more, but what exactly would you do?
Yeah, I may file something down at the courthouse just to make sure that if the buyer and seller did the deal, the title search would come up, right? So I would go file I can't think of the word right now, Joe, but I would file something down at the courthouse in order to do that. So if I did a title search, it would obviously be a lien or a cloud title.
Okay, so you can do that when you just put it under contract?
From what I know, I mean, I have not done that, Joe, but I've heard people do it with a single family and multifamily. And so again, I did have control of the property with the seller. I had earnest money down and all of that. And I ended up losing the deal.
I'm sure they refunded your earnest money.
Yeah, it took a long time. It took me about 4.5 months to get that back.
Got it. And now what's the best ever place for the listeners to reach you?
Just my Facebook page. I give a lot back on Facebook, Joe. And I would say just look me up on Kevin Angle or Right Angle Properties as well.
All right. Is that rightangleproperties.com?
LLC. Yeah. Right out of, yeah.
So RIGHTANGLEproperties.com?
Yes. That should work just fine.
All right. Well, Kevin, thank you for being on the show and sharing your advice with the best ever listeners and talking about that 32 unit wholesale deal that was successful and netted you about $50,000, $52,000 after you paid $10,000 to the other wholesaler. And the single family homes that you're working on now and your progress to continue to create a system and buy back your time, and also the multifamily property that didn't go according to plan, and the lessons that you learned and what you would do differently, where you missed out on the $200,000, the buyer went around to the seller, but it's a lesson that has been learned, and now it's a matter of doing it differently in the next go around, and then continuing to you know, do your bread and butter with the single family homes, it sounds like, where you're just rocking and rolling on those. So I really appreciate and grateful for you spending some time with the Best Ever listeners and myself. And is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we didn't discuss?
No, Joe, I think that you've covered everything. And I appreciate being a guest on the show.
All right. Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right. Have a good day.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.